The coronavirus pandemic has turned life as we know it upside down.
We're in the United States of America, and you think to yourself, how in the hell did we let this happen?
How are our communities, our jobs, and our daily lives changing? And where do we go from here?
We've spent billions of dollars hunting down terrorist cells. We don't do that with pandemics. That's the wrong approach.
America Interrupted, a new original podcast series from the PBS NewsHour, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Tensions over when and how fast to reopen dominate American life tonight. States and cities are setting their own pace as they weigh two overriding factors, economic devastation and nearly 84,000 deaths in the United States and counting. Stephanie Tsai has our lead report.
Grabbing a drink at the bar may never have felt so risky.
We have the staff doing their thing with the cleaning. We're taking temperatures of the staff coming in. So yeah, we've taken a lot of other steps that were predictable and we got it done.
In places like Palm Beach, Florida, more restaurants are reopening. Other cities say they're not ready, including Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
We're not there yet and not quite ready to begin that phase new opening. So today, we will extend the district stay-at-home order through Monday, June the 8th.
Decisions on when to lift lockdowns and let businesses reopen are playing out nationwide after the White House and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention disagreed on when and how that should happen. An unreleased CDC document obtained by the Associated Press shows the agency called for a national guide to reopening, outlining steps that all Americans need to take in every community. But the White House shelved the guidance, instead leaving the process up to state and local officials. Senator Chuck Schumer called for the release of those guidelines on the Senate floor today.
The point is that America needs and must have the candid guidance of our best scientists, unfiltered, unedited, uncensored by President Trump or his political minions.
President Trump spoke this afternoon with the governors of Colorado and North Dakota. It came a day after Dr. Anthony Fauci and the nation's other top health experts warned against reopening too quickly, and as Fauci drew fire from conservative circles.
Look, he wants to play all sides of the equation. I was surprised by his answer, actually, it's just, to me, it's not an acceptable answer, especially when it comes to schools.
Meanwhile, the chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, urged Washington to take more action to prevent a lasting recession today.
Additional fiscal support could be costly, but worth it if it helps avoid long-term damage and leaves us with a stronger recovery. It'll take some time to get back to where we were. I have every reason to think we can get back there. The economy should substantially recover once the virus is under control.
Many health experts have warned the virus won't come under control until testing is more widely available. A new House Oversight Subcommittee held its first hearing today on testing and tracing the virus.
Testing is critical. Testing tells us who has the disease and who doesn't. And testing is the cornerstone of controlling every single disease outbreak. It was inadequate testing that precipitated the national shutdown.
The U.S. has conducted more than 9 million COVID tests, more than any other country, but trails other nations in per capita testing. Germany now tests at a similar rate to the U.S., but made testing available much earlier in the country's outbreak, avoiding a higher death rate there. That relative success is partly why masked passengers are checking into flights in Frankfurt once again. The German government began a gradual easing of border controls this week, aiming to open travel across the EU by mid-June. And in Turkey, playgrounds filled with masked patrons today. After a drop in COVID cases there, the government allowed children under 14 to leave their house for 4 hours. Istanbul local Mehmet Karaman is grateful to be outside, albeit briefly.
I haven't been out in 2 months. They gave us permission today, but I don't know for how many hours. No need to calculate that now. We're really happy and God willing, the coronavirus will end.
Masks over smiling faces. short moments of relief in the long-haul push to end a pandemic. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.
Worries about the risks of reopening and about a slow recovery took a toll on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 516 points, 2%, to close below 23,248. The NASDAQ fell 139 points, and the S&P 500 gave up 50.